This segment is brought to you by Urban Essence, constantly elevating the culture. You can purchase your pre-roll online at urbanessence.com. Every single pre-roll is packed with you in mind, from seed to smoke. Use our special discount code DON'TSLEEP for 20% off of your purchase at Urban Essence online.
What a world. You're now listening to Nightmare Radio with East Deer, Zach, and Brittany Christian, the Black Culture aficionado. Bah!
On demand, bags on demand. On demand, bags on demand. On demand, bags on demand. On demand, bags on demand.
I need the cash on Pronto, nigga, a lottery ticket. I get the best of the bundle, full of the white like it's Iggy. $5 million cash or why low, and we about to get it. We from the north, I'm just saying though. No name on my hitter. Yeah, Freddy Krueger, give him a nightmare. Soon as you close your eyes, nigga, we right there. Yeah, Freddy Krueger, give him a nightmare. Yeah, soon as you close your eyes, nigga, we right there.
Welcome to my nightmare.
Everybody, welcome back, and we got another Get Familiar interview. A real
East Side legend
in the building.
Absolutely.
Mr. T. Hood.
Yes, sir.
Welcome. Welcome to Nightmare Radio.
What's in it? What's in it?
Now, I know the last time I introduced your ass, I was geeked up at the zombie premiere, the zombie listening party.
Yep, we had them. We had it smoked up.
It was smoked out.
You can cuss on here if you want.
I was literally in a cloud. I was literally in a cloud of smoke.
Yes.
Like the whole
we should have had that video playing. We could have had that video playing in the back.
No.
I'm going to get y'all on the how it started versus how it's going.
Because
that's a good one.
That shit was so bad. I'm going to just say this. So he started out with, everybody was in there trying to talk to bruh.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, look, if you ain't listen to my tape, I need to see your phone right now. I was the only one.
No cap.
I ain't mad at it.
And you get the most love, most respect.
In fact, I was like, let me make sure I got all the plays ready for today.
You know what I respect about people who, like people who do interviews and stuff, and they do like the research.
Yes.
Some folks just do the interview. Like,
that was something we were going to talk to you about.
That is, yeah, you just got straight into it, because I watched a whole lot of your interviews. And people be asking the same questions.
Like
when I be interviewing people, I always go look at what everybody asks, and I just don't be wanting my shit to be the same.
It literally be the same question.
Oh, yeah. It ain't gonna be the same today.
We popped it out with the peach rings.
That's why I'm happy I'm here.
Absolutely. We popped it out with the peach rings. I had to talk about how I fucked up the first time, but I still put it out there. And
now, we got one more thing to ask you about. Since we from the East Side, we all from the East Side up in here too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the people have been saying that Redan is the west side of the east side.
It's dirty, right?
is that why they said that?
It's dirty.
But the reason why, okay, so did you see that video, I want to say 2 weeks ago, it was shotting on the top of a SUV.
I'm surprised you ain't reposted.
And
that was on the street. Yeah,
yeah, and
it was like her nigga was mad at her or something.
Yeah.
And she like, she ain't going nowhere.
She stayed on top and she died.
I don't hit the gas on them.
And they went to Hidden Hills. Like, bro was trying to follow them in the Hidden Hills. Like, that shit was over with once they turned in the neighborhood.
Because.
Hell yeah, bro.
I ain't really pay attention to it. I seen it, but I was like, damn.
So the guy who was driving the car, he was like, go. Kept following him. But the nigga dipped into Hidden Hills. You ain't finding nobody.
Nah,
in
not
Hills.
To let you know where you're going.
I lost the police like 3 times now.
That shit is big as fuck. Absolutely. Main Street big as hell too.
I lost police over there too.
But you got to know. You got to know where to turn.
You got to know where you at.
Absolutely.
Like
Martin Road, you know. You got to know exactly where
right
you're going. Walker
Circle, how that I'm gone.
Exactly. That's funny. So it's no debate that Redan is the west side of the east side.
It's dirty.
Absolutely.
Why? I wouldn't even say that it's dirty.
We got Young Jays over there.
Yeah.
It'd be Young Jays.
And Redan used to really be a nice area. You know what I'm saying?
Like everybody used to want to get some money back in the day, but now everybody want to smoke crack
off.
Or something.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, like that where that Boston Market.
Oh, yeah.
That little corner right there where the Pizza Hut used to be.
Sun don't never shine.
I spent a lot of time in that Pizza Hut. You said the sun don't shine.
The sun do not never shine.
Talk about our home.
Rain clouds.
Hell nah. But shout out to Rita Ann. When you over there, you know where you at.
Absolutely.
Once you see that red car
on top of the package store, you know the deal.
Yeah, home.
Exactly.
All right, so I know you always talking about, well, you have always been independent.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And to me, you have been one of, like, the best
most
independent
consistent
artists.
I would say so, too.
Yeah.
Especially with what you do.
Mm-hmm.
Like, a lot of niggas is not putting a lot of effort into doing the things you do.
Right.
The merch, the team, the consistency, the concerts, the
yeah.
everything. Like,
you're on some.
Every single you got the merch. I need I need them blazers.
I got some shit for y'all.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Don't make me smile.
It's in the car.
Absolutely. Oh, that's what's up.
Say less.
Yes.
So I know you got your team. You got, and then the world's so damn small.
Mm-hmm.
So we got Brand New,
mm-hmm.
went to Stevenson with him.
Mm-hmm.
We got Sims,
mm-hmm.
went to Claflin with him.
Mm.
And then Plug, DJ Plug, of course, everybody know DJ Plug.
Big West Side.
So that's like the big three right there. So mm-hmm. how did you handpick that team, and how important is a team to your career?
The team, they picked me.
Wow.
That's the best
mm-hmm.
part about it. Because
yeah.
you don't want people
organic
on your team who ain't
Brandon's
ain't doing
a good
shit.
Guy. Sims is a good guy. And Plug, you raised me, so the same. Like the same person.
For sure. So what would you say to, like, I know you be preaching to these niggas online.
Yep.
What would you say to them as far as starting with your team? What advice would you give to them?
Get you a if you rapping, get you an engineer. You really don't need no managers and stuff like that first, though. Like, a lot of people don't understand. You don't need no manager. The manager manages what you got going on. So if you ain't got no motion, then
ain't nothing to manage.
What's the point? So that's a waste. The engineer would be cool because they make sure that you vocally sounding, you know, important. You know what I mean? So that's perfect on that end. And the DJ, if you doing shows, if you ain't doing no shows, then you probably don't need a DJ. But me and my DJ, we he extended his services a little bit more than just being a DJ for the shows. Like, he's good for playlisting, and he's good for just all around reaching out to other DJs and
it's the network.
Stuff like
yeah.
that. You feel what I'm saying? Like, stuff that I just don't pay attention to. I mean, I pay attention to it, but just like, I really don't be on it. I be trying to focus on the music.
And yeah. that's what you should be. You know?
Yeah.
That's right.
Everybody got their own department, you know what I'm saying?
And everybody plays their
that's
role.
That's part of being a team.
But they do very good.
They do, especially when you was giving out them back to the shoes. Like,
mm-hmm.
you was giving out shoes like bottles in the club
mm-hmm.
during the
mm-hmm.
pandemic.
Yeah, yeah.
How did y'all come up with that? Like, what was the, well, I guess we can't get a sauce out, huh?
Really? Being honest, I was making my own shoes. I was going to make some shoes for me.
Mm.
And I was like, damn, I'm going to give these to everybody. You know what I'm saying? So, really, you can do it like this. Like, with these DJs, you can give them some money. You get your song played or whatever. And, you know, it'd be cool. Like, they'd be happy with the little couple hundreds that you gave them or something like that. But
that shit's spending it go quick.
Yeah, it ain't, you know what I'm saying?
Everybody that's, giving money.
They probably buy bottles. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes a lot of these DJs really already be having money. You
yeah.
feel what I'm saying? So they'd be like, oh, you gave me $300, $500, whatever. You know what I mean?
That's nothing. Yeah.
But when you give them something that they can keep and cherish forever, it's different. You know what I'm saying? Because I got shoes in my closet I probably didn't have for a long time. And they still cool, you know what I'm saying? And I remember when I got them, where I got them, you know what I'm saying? How I got them, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, you know, that's why I just thought, like, do something different, because a lot of DJs just get the money or they get a plaque or some stuff like that. But, like, how many people give you something that you can wear, if not daily, you know what I'm saying? Whenever you feel like, you know what
right.
I'm saying? You know what I mean? And when you run across some shoes, you're going to be like, oh, damn, I remember Shawty gave me them. You feel
yeah.
right? Yeah.
That's a good look. That's marketing on 10, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you do all of that yourself.
Yeah.
Everything is from your brain.
Yeah.
I feel like a lot of people who want to be independent don't really know what it takes to be independent, or a lot of people that are artists, period, don't know what it takes to
money.
Be an artist.
Yeah,
exactly.
That's, yes.
And I feel like you understand that, which
mm-hmm.
is the main reason why you preaching, stay away from these label deals and all this stuff that's going on.
I be
going
broke sometimes doing this.
I get,
you know what I'm saying? I'm keeping 1,000. I have a lot of money. You get down to the bottom.
Yeah.
Real talk.
It takes the cost to be the boss.
That's right.
Especially with us doing this too. We got to fork out.
Right.
It ain't cheap.
We know. This shit look
it ain't
nice.
Cheap.
Somebody got to pay
for it. Your time
for it.
Ain't cheap.
Right. Sure. But it pays off. You know what I'm saying?
You gonna get it back?
Absolutely, tenfold.
So, what would you say outside of paying, you know, putting that budget up? What other struggles of being independent would you have?
When mainstream artists like pick off what you're doing.
Let's talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about it. City Girls got this new song.
Mm-hmm. I like City Girls though.
I fuck with them too.
Mm-hmm.
But it is percolator, twerkulator.
Sometimes it don't be the artist. Sometimes it be like the engineer. Like they don't even write. I don't think they. I'm not there with them.
Right.
But yeah. I don't think they write that.
Mm. So, well, we know JT probably write.
She probably do, but you know I've been in the studio with a lot of different female artists and stuff like that. They always got somebody who like a system, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I feel you. Yeah. And you know what? That kind of goes back to the whole Cardi B situation when the Up song came out. It was
exactly.
A whole other nigga with the Up song.
And she didn't even know. She was like, what the hell?
Yeah, that's fucked up. And you know, I thought about that because when I first heard Percolator last year, around this time, summertime, springtime, I was like, this the one.
Yeah.
And ain't nobody really ever remixed that
nobody
song
was doing
like that
the
before.
Samples with the rap, doing the twerk, and then mixing it with the trap. Nobody was doing that.
Damn,
that's
everybody
kinda,
doing it.
But
though.
You know what? I don't even think that song got clear yet. It didn't get clear yet, but it's on TikTok.
Yeah.
And they doing that motherfucker on TikTok.
That's the way around it. Like, okay. If you give it to the fans and the fans do whatever they want with it,
you still
can go perform it. You know what I'm saying? So if it's not like on, let's say they went on those screaming platforms like that, just put it on TikTok, let them dance to it. So when we go to the concerts, boom. It's public demand type shit. You know what I'm saying? It's
and
ways
I,
around it.
I fuck with Mr. Hanky, but it ain't no way in hell he ain't heard your song.
It ain't no way. I fuck with all of them. I fuck with Mr. Hanky. Shout out Mr. Hanky, City Girls. Anybody that did a song similar or anything like it, I you know what I'm saying? I support it, but at the same time, it's my way. You know what I'm saying? I started it. I was the first one to do it. These are all facts.
That is facts. Yeah. And I ain't even put that on there. Damn.
Yeah,
that shit is true.
Yeah.
Because when I heard that shit, I was like, damn. They just gonna run off with that like that.
You can say, like, oh, we recorded a long time ago, but like.
Still.
Yeah, if I pull up my session, that's definitely before theirs. I guarantee it.
It definitely was.
But I do like City Girls, though. They get
I think, you know, they holding it down as far as for whatever they got going on right now with they wave.
Yeah, but any artist gonna feel like that. Like if I came out with a song like sounding like the City, I don't even really know no like can't just like rap it out. But if I start like they'd be like, boy, what the hell you
Where'd
got
you
going
get that
on?
From?
Yeah, you feel what I'm saying? So that's any artist, you know what I'm saying? So I ain't
mad.
But
you know what? There are, but just to your own defense, you know what I'm saying? There are sayings that are common sayings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There are things that are common.
If you come to Atlanta was the only place that was wide open during the pandemic. This was the only thing, like I was the only like independent artists
consistently moving,
you had to hear it.
Yes, he Somebody was in the Lennox Mall with them young niggas.
Yeah, you gotta hear it.
they had to get shut
hear.
They got that shit shut down. He had the reason why security is up at Lennox now.
Not when I came through Lennox, but it was so many police, like they knew I was coming for some reason. I don't know who told them, but they knew I was coming.
You left Cumberland and came to Lennox?
No, I left Lennox and went to Cumberland.
Oh, was at Cumberland?
No, they was at Lennox. They was at Cumberland too. Yeah, the police was there. But what happened was somebody told them, like, probably like online or something, like they finna do like a riot or something like inside the mall. So when we came in,
they was already waiting.
Yeah, and then somebody who came up there with me, they were like, well, they said they were looking for old boy with the one dread.
Not the stink.
The one dread.
I swear to God.
Not the one dread.
I swear to God. I was like, damn, that's crazy. So then when we went upstairs, it was
somebody
like,
online.
Like
you know,
10 police following
they
us.
They be online too, though, you know?
Yeah.
They be having their little burner account.
Yeah. They were all over. They was all over me. I was like, damn. Everywhere I went, like, they was right there.
But then they pull up on you on your, what? Didn't they pull you up on your birthday or some shit like that?
Pulled me up on my birthday. Yeah.
Wow.
The police be wicked. Be wicked.
That's a whole nother.
Yep. They wicked. Yep.
They got my ass, though, when I was leaving out the mall, though. They tried to ban me from the mall. From Lennox. They were trying to take me back to the behind. You know how they take you behind the little shit, whatever they take you to. I like, man, hell no. Nah. I'm finna leave.
When the last time anybody been in the back of the mall like Stonecrest days? Remember
yeah, that's when you get caught stealing or something.
We are the era that fucked up Stonecrest. Like, it was getting pushed down from the movie theater.
Yeah, I've been back there a few times.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so I brought Brittany to the Zombie Fest.
Yes. That was my first time seeing you perform.
Did you
it was
like
a
it?
Whole cloud. Yes. I was on the side. I know Ish got a chance to photograph you. And, you know, I am an R&B type of girl. Mm-hmm. I be dipping my big toe into the rap game and just tipping out. But, you know, what really, it was the stage presence and everybody in there was on the vibe. You did that by yourself.
Right, yeah, for
you
sure.
You packed that shit out.
Stay on you. Yeah.
Yes. So, and you had the slippers on stage. I was like, I'm a slipper girl. I was like,
what's gotta up be with comfortable, the you know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah. And you wore them things the whole night. But you know what? It's a memorable performance for me. A great introduction to your music, you know. And I've been following since then. I'm on my burner account. I didn't mean to follow him from that other page.
Oh,
but that's
God.
That's where I be tapping in on my little.
She be doing some other stuff, some other private thing. You might want to book her, and when she gets skills, oh damn,
that makes it sound like I'm doing something crazy.
It ain't too crazy, but
Lord,
what they talking about? Oh, it's not crazy.
Oh, bruh, damn, Brittany,
I be pole dancing, bro. That's
next
it. Okay,
no. just pole fitness.
Pole fitness.
Pole fitness. Do you know ladies do that?
Not booty shaking.
No.
I mean, I might shake a little.
Not ass out.
No. It's not like
that. But not at the club.
Some women.
Like bikini or ass naked or how?
No,
how you do
it's just like short.
You ask questions.
It's just like regular workout.
Yeah. Well, I should have
never had
it,
put her.
I do make it
damn,
sexy.
I didn't mean to put you out.
Right,
there like
you made
that
me
queen.
Seem like I'm out here.
Damn, I'm
something.
Sorry.
She ain't said. She ain't got no OnlyFans and no shit like
no
that.
No OnlyFans.
That's what I instantly thought. I was like, what?
I used to be doing too much sometimes.
Right.
I apologize.
I do a little pole dancing for fun.
I do a little pole dancing.
You know, just a little pole cognac, what they call me.
You do a little pole dancing. Okay.
Damn, I didn't even mean
put
to
me
do
all
that.
Out there.
That's lit, though.
Yeah, it's fun.
Keep,
I mean,
keep
you
your
know,
body.
It's good
right.
ab. It's good ab workout because you know when you climb
body,
up.
You know how to do the little swing at the top fall and catch yourself.
Well, yes. Actually, I just mastered something new. I'm really proud about it. You know, it's like the split grip where you can like, you know, juke, and then catch yourself and come back.
Yeah.
I
that
actually got a burn.
Scary as hell
it
in the
is. This is my these are, you know, I got calluses on my hand because that shit, let me tell you, these girls, these dancers out here, make sure y'all respect these dancers, okay?
Tip the dancers when you go.
They work hard. These are athletes.
I love the dancers.
These are athletes. I do too. I'd be like, yes, sister, you get all my money because that shit is hard. So.
You get all my money.
Now she's just throwing her money away. But, you know, at the Zombie Fest, you actually were the one who introduced me to Scarfo the Plug. And I know he just passed away recently. And I know you've been dealing with a lot of death recently. How has that been for your mental? Because there's been a lot going on, especially with pandemic.
It's so lame because it'd be like, the people that recently passed away, like they were just like, they were more so like, they were my friends, but you know, like we get money together, you know what I'm saying? We you know, we share a lot of different things together, you know, and it just that shit fuck up a lot of things, you know what I'm saying? It fuck up the money, it fuck up just fuck up a lot of shit, man. That shit was fucked up, man.
And I don't know what happened. You don't got to say what happened. Yeah. You ain't got to talk about it.
That's both of them is with some lame-ass situations, you know.
Wrong very place, wrong time, or just...
With Scarfo, I'm going to say with Scarfo more so. Scarfo died by a nigga that he really fucked with. You know what I'm saying?
Damn. I hate when it be like that.
I ain't want to say that.
It be a nigga that he really fucked with. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, they like tell each other they love him and shit like that. You feel me? So, like, when that happened, it was like... It just threw out the whole wave. It made everybody be like looking
now
at
you
everybody.
Now you side-eyeing
like,
niggas like,
what's going
what
on?
You gonna
I
yeah.
don't
want
to have to be distrustful in my circle.
But sometimes you got to give niggas a side-eye when some shit like that happens.
Yeah, but it always be about some
you
money.
I was about to say, you think it's jealousy and, you know.
It's always about some money.
Yeah.
Always about some money. No matter what. Even the Money Mario situation, that was about some money. Everything going to be about some money at the end of the day. It ain't going to never just be like, oh, I'm just going to. Do something to a nigga ass. It's just shit. He got something that I don't got, or you know what I'm saying?
It's the envy of it.
That's the greed.
Yeah. That's some real bullshit though. You know, long live both of them, Scarfo the Plug and Money Mario.
Yeah, well, I hope you're doing well with that mentally. You know, it's a lot going on in the world, and you got to keep your spirits up.
That's right. And you got great things in your life to celebrate, too. Congratulations. You got a little girl who's
coming
up on 2. My baby just had a birthday, too.
You know, it was so crazy to go back to that. when stuff like that happen, it be like, it gets scary when you look at your, like, your kids. And like, God damn, what the fuck? You know what I'm saying? Because both of my boy had kids, you feel what I'm saying? They was very active, you know what I'm saying? Wow. Scarface just had a baby.
Wow.
Yeah, like, and he was one of them niggas who watch his baby all day long. Type shit, you feel me? Yeah, so then when I used to go to his house, and I go, you know what I'm saying, we'd kick it, and then he'd just be like so active with his little girl, so he'd be like, damn, you know what I'm saying? So when shit like that happened, you like, what about her? What you about feel what I'm saying? Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And it, you know, can't no nigga be like, oh, I was his partner, so I can come, and I'm just, you know what I'm saying? But it ain't the same love. It ain't none of that same shit.
Yeah, because the baby even knows the energy. Like, you ain't my daddy. Like, right. Even when you first have a child, you have to have that skin-to-skin, you know, moments with your kids. You can, your kids know who you are.
That nigga was on that. Like, really carry his baby all day long. Like, you know what I'm saying? Taught her how to walk. Like, I sat down and watched that. Like, I was like, damn, this nigga is active as hell.
Wow.
So does that inspire you to... in your fatherhood?
Yeah, I'm active too.
I love
you
to see it. She's
are.
Adorable.
Like, you'll be out love here with
I
the
do
baby.
Gymnastics, swim shit, you know what I'm saying?
Hashtag girl dad.
Yeah, we going outside. We going.
You gonna be doing tea parties and stuff.
All that.
You tired of Moana and Frozen yet? Over it. Me too, okay?
Trying to tell you.
All right, I got boys and they get on my damn nerves, but they about to be 7. I love them though, but they're twins and they.
Oh wow! Congratulations!
Yeah, thank you. She they're 7 years old. They go into second grade.
Wow!
Smart as a hell.
They're smart as ever. We in it. I'm in it.
I'm here for the parenting. We are all parents.
He's
another girl dad too. Yeah.
She finna go to pre-K. So.
See? Yes. Damn, that's scary. Oh my God.
My baby. Yeah.
Sarah had two.
That's right. Like you said, I keep it all day. So yeah, like, you do. I go in between work, then let's do this count. That's right.
That's right. That's right.
Let's do this. You know what I'm saying? Let me see your handwriting. Let's do these numbers. Let me see your left hand, right hand.
Yeah,
so that's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
So I commend you as well, always. You know, I commend any man that's not only are you, you know, on the grind, dream chasing, making that shit happen, but you're still present. And that's what's most important, because she's not going to care. Oh, my daddy is T Hood. No, that's daddy.
Right.
At the end of the day.
Yeah, if you ain't acting with your kids, I ain't fucking with you at all.
That's what I'm saying.
If I notice that shit and I'm not fucking with you.
That's what I'm saying. I hope these men is out here listening to that. Okay.
Yeah. I think we passed the whole niggas not trying to be there for their kids phase. Like,
and holding your friends accountable. You got a friend that's a dad that ain't seen his kid in a minute, and you got
I'm
the
tell
nerve
that
to be
nigga
on.
Like, hey, boy, when you wanna goddamn go.
That's right.
You wanna goddamn do a daddy date type shit? Y'all
there we go.
What y'all trying to do?
That's the energy. Yeah. That's good. Keep that up. Absolutely.
For sure.
Damn, you really, you know, rounded out this whole interview for us. This was great.
Yeah.
What's up with the burger? You still got the burger going?
You know what's so crazy about that damn burger? Them niggas, man.
They ain't do right, man.
They ain't niggas, just never do right. They ain't wanna keep it going. You know, it's so crazy because he was saying like I was bringing too much business, and it was fucking
too
up.
Much.
Yeah. It was like too much, like, you know what I'm saying? For the pandemic. You know what I'm saying? That's what he was saying. He's like, it's too much, bro, because it's too much traffic.
That sounds like you don't want no.
How you not prepared for this?
Man, oh God, I hit this man. I said, it was on Halloween. I said, man, bring it back. It was right before Halloween. I said, bring it back for like a week, bro. He was like, man, last time you had this shit doing too much shit. Like, he was like, it was too much. He was like, lying all out in the street and shit. I can't do that.
He ain't trying to be on slutty vegan status.
I'm about to say, that sounds like every business is drinking.
That's what I said. I said, damn, he don't want no money. But then my boy,
open up to the next level. But you got to be in it. Yeah. You got to be in it.
They want you.
They don't
want that, for real.
Yeah, I don't know why. He a good guy. Like, you know what I'm saying? I still go eat at the restaurant, and if I call dude and be like, "What you got going on, my boy?" He cool as hell. But they just definitely didn't want to do the burger again. Yeah.
Oh, that's fucked up.
I'm about to do my own shit though.
Right, get there you a little go. Food truck.
Zombie truck, zombie movie, get you a zombie meal.
I literally just started working on it.
I love that. Come on, see, you got a good mind on you. If you weren't, I just gotta ask, if you weren't doing music, like, what would you be doing? Because you like a marketing genius when it comes to this. People gonna pay money for this.
Man, I don't even know what the hell I'd be doing, man. Shit.
Well, we glad you're doing this.
Right, we're glad you're here.
If that's the case.
Absolutely. Your talent is being used in a good way. So keep that shit going. Absolutely. Yeah. So I know you got something coming up this weekend. By the time the people hear this, you will have already performed in the living room.
Oh, yeah, living room. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Living room gonna be dope. Yeah. Every show I do, it be crazy.
Every time.
We always come like 100, 150, 100, 200 people, you know what I'm saying? With us, you know what I'm saying? So it be loaded. Like, we have a good time.
Yeah.
We always bring our own party, you know what I'm saying? So, like, if the party ain't even talking about nothing, we gonna still have fun amongst us.
And that'd be the fun part.
That's, yeah.
You remember we did that for my birthday? We was the only people in the club. We
y'all
turned
gonna
that
have
bitch
a good
out.
Time.
That's
yeah.
right.
Yeah.
Seemed like you shut that shit down for yourself. Yeah.
I mean, the music there and then the people there, shit, it's better
it's
to be
the vibes anyway.
Yeah, kicking shit with folks you know anyway. That's
when you at the club, you're not vibing with everybody else anyway. You vibing with people that you came with.
Fuck them folks. We ain't even think about them.
Absolutely.
Over in this section.
Exactly.
Mine and ours. Absolutely. Well, you have a single for us to drop off.
Yeah,
today.
We're gonna drop it off on the audio. So we have.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yes. we got big lit.
Okay.
We got audio on
don't
all
sleep.
Platforms.
We say that. We mean it.
And we got this. We got
visual
this interview that
YouTube.
Everybody's watching. Go on, tell the people. Hey, just wave at them.
Okay.
Wave at them real
drop.
Quick.
What's up, people?
Yeah. So we gonna drop off Percolator. All
right.
For the people who ain't heard it,
yes.
You about to hear it now.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead and introduce it for them.
It's Percolator, your boy T Hood, the biggest Z in the world, East Side representative. It's Percolator. For real. Shout out to everybody, man. You know what I'm saying? All the girls across the world.
All right, let's get into it.
What up, man? It's your boy DJ Dave P. And right now, you're listening to the Bomb Mix.
Let's go.
Down, DJ Plug, you did.
The Bomb Mix.
Time to get high. Pop two perks and I'm feeling real fried. Ooh, yeah. Shawty, you fine. Shawty real thick, got ass and thigh. Yeah. Shawty ain't mine. Ain't cuffing no bitch, got hoes on my line. Ooh, yeah. Jet like ooh, on the dick, she ride. She ride 2 feet and the hole ain't tight. All the light burned out, need to get new tires. Bitch so bad, then I fuck 2 times. Bitch tryna fuck too high, stop trying. Young real high, tryna fuck, stop playing. I'm on a perk right now, not James. Bitch pop one, now this hoe wanna dance. Walked in the party, now everybody saying.
Time for the percolator. It's time for the percolator. It's time for the percolator. It's time for the percolator.
The boom beat.
I'm on the perk, tryna white hoe twerk. Walked in the park, geeked up, tryna flirt. Tryna fuck her hard, tryna make the hoe squirt. Her pussy with trash, that pussy with dirt. She walked in here showing that ass of that skirt. Hey, when you gon' learn? Just like on Usher, I let the blunt burn. Ain't dappin' no nigga, these niggas got germs. Dog ass bitch, I think she got worms. Bitch, I'm a pimp, I might get a perm. She shaking that ass so that money she earned. Ain't talking about fucking her, I'm not concerned. She sucking that dick, so I bought her a perk. She wanna come over, I bought her a perk.
Time for the percolator.
Time to get high. Pop two perks and I'm feeling real fried. Ooh, yeah. Shawty, you fine. Shawty real thick, got ass and thigh. Yeah. Shawty ain't mine. Ain't cuffing no bitch, got hoes on my line. Ooh, yeah. Jet like Uber on the dick, she ride. She ride 2 feet and the hole ain't tight. All the light burned out, need to get new tires. Bitch so bad, then I fuck 2 times. Bitch tryna fuck too high, stop trying. Young real high, tryna fuck, stop playing. I'm on the perk right now, not James. Bitch pop one, now this hoe wanna dance. Walked in the party, now everybody saying.
Time for the percolator. It's time for the percolator. It's time for the percolator. It's time for the percolator.
The Bomb Mix.
All right, and welcome back. Y'all just heard Percolator.
Yes.
So you got another new single dropping soon.
Yeah.
Tell everybody.
I gotta figure out how we can say that in a clean way.
I mean, well, honestly, you can say
it
however you
want to
say it.
You say it however you
want to say it. The song's called Slut Bitch, but...
Slut Bitch.
Yeah. But you can say that because you, if you don't mind, Philip, bringing it back over here, right here, we are brand ambassadors for Slutty Vegan.
That's right.
So if you don't mind going to sluttyvegan.shop and putting in Slutty Nightmare in the code,
that's
you can get all your Slutty Vegan merch.
I like Slutty Vegan.
Good. Yeah. Get you some Slutty Vegan
merch
and use our code.
Slutty Nightmare.
Slutty Nightmare.
Mm-hmm. I love them.
And we got the Slut Bitch song coming out.
That's
too.
Right. That's a collaboration right
that's
there.
A collaboration.
Slut Pinky.
Chick.
Pinky girl.
A marketing team, Slut Bitch.
This is the second time I done dropped an idea on you, okay? Now, the next time, it's going with an invoice.
You might need to do a collaboration with them.
That's right. That's right.
Y'all might need to.
We making that liaison. We making that gap fee right there.
That might need to happen.
Exactly.
We'll see what we can do.
Get a merch collaboration with that.
Or just the pop-up burger. Because they've been doing
a pop-up burger. You need a burger bag. Put that, a zombie burger on the menu.
Trying to slay vegan. We're going to have to figure that out.
Hey, y'all need
to
make that happen.
Y'all fuck with slay vegan like that?
We do. Yes.
Ambassadors, bro.
Yes.
Hey, this shit finna go live.
You in the right spot.
Hey, you heard it here first, Nightmare Radio.
We're going to make. We gonna do what we got to do.
Okay. Okay.
I'm fucking with it.
Absolutely. See?
Is up.
So
say less.
Definitely. So the new single drop, is it out yet? It's not out yet.
Nah, it's not out, but I mean, it's in the clubs right now.
Okay, cool. Definitely. Maybe David can take that back to
Birmingham.
To the
that's yeah. right.
Take it back to B-Ham.
Yeah. Take that back.
Let it go crazy.
Have you been to Birmingham yet?
Yeah.
Where you been out there? Well, you
Birmingham.
I
been to like I did a like this little car show type shit out there. I performed there before. It was like real lit. Yeah.
So
Birmingham. Shit. Yeah, they country, shit. But they live.
Bring it back to
country
the closet. We got a little clothing store, the closet, everything. Out there. So we got a little picnic coming up.
Yeah.
It's a, Alabama Greek picnic.
Oh, where?
Yeah.
Dope. Let me know about it. I'm coming.
For sure.
I like this shit out there. For sure. I like the country vibes.
But
shit.
You know what? When we was out there, we put a lot of niggas on music.
Yeah. Word.
Like when Rax came out, we took that shit right back to Bama.
Word.
And we had it in the club. Shit. And it was
really swag surfing. I tell you, hey, that shit went crazy back to St. Louis. Like, I'm really from St. Louis, so that shit, that music.
Every time I see that's just
I've been meeting St. Louis niggas all week. Literally, everybody like I'm from the loop. I'm like, shit, it's crazy.
But you know what? You had a whole lot of St. Louis people come to the Zombie Fest.
A lot of St. Louis niggas spoke with me. St. Louis spoke with me. Cause nigga Chingy brought me out one time on the Linden tour.
Right.
He fucked with me heavy. You know what I'm saying?
Only other person to take that stage was like Lil Uzi or somebody.
Nah, it was Lucci.
Lucci
was the only nigga. Other than that, it was like older singers.
Right.
Omarion them and shit like that. I got to meet all them. Them folks lit. Pretty Ricky.
I need that. I need them to run that tour right back because I missed it. But I got my Jersey dress ready for the next time.
That was the biggest thing I ever seen in my life.
Yeah, 2019. Yes. They had it on lock for sure.
Yes, they did.
Crazy.
Yes. Yes, they did.
Yeah, that shit was packed out.
I can't believe I missed that. I'm so upset about that.
Oh, I had a question for you. So, the last time I interviewed you, you said Scammer was your biggest single because I know that's the song you performed.
Mm-hmm.
So how we feeling now? You feel like Percolator has surpassed Scammer for sure?
Yeah, Percolator is the biggest thing that I did. I like that but it's a few songs that's Lion did like features that you wouldn't even probably didn't even never heard and them bitches is like flew past all that like crazy shit like underground artists and shit.
And because they ain't got their marketing together.
That's right.
They ain't got their team together.
Yeah.
They wasting your time.
Basically.
And the song. Yeah.
But shout out to the people, you know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, you know, people when they do I be liking the people that at least try to put a little bit of effort into the features instead of just getting the song and then don't do nothing with it. I do a lot of features. I ain't never even heard them this.
But that just goes back to what we was talking about with Omari, like living in your potential.
Mm-hmm.
So you know you wanted this song with T Hood, you finally got the song and now you ain't doing
do
with it. You in your room listening to the song like, oh God, I got the song.
A lot of niggas be paying good
repeat.
Money and then they just won't even like
don't
I don't
push
know.
It.
They do it for them or some shit like that.
Exactly.
So smoke
like,
to it.
Yeah.
Give me something to smoke to.
Mm. Like I met a lot of niggas. Like I met a few dope boy niggas that was like, I buy a feature like 20, 30, 50,000. I don't care.
Well, what
just
you
wanna,
gonna push for it? Like what you
be
gonna
like,
do
I just wanna
it?
Do that shit.
Just smoke to it.
Yeah, like I know a nigga with a Rick Ross verse. I know a nigga with a Jeezy verse. Like he got all these little baby everybody, but he was like, I just like to just listen to that shit.
They ain't for real with it.
That's kind of crazy. You should honestly like.
The niggas be like, I always just wanted to do a mixtape. I swear to God, a lot of niggas tell me that. They be like, I just want to do a mixtape, bro.
Well, you know what? I did say, like, I want to lead the earth with everything, all my talents used. I would love to do an album one day, or at least, like, write for somebody and do a little background vocals. I could do that before I leave.
Some folks just want to do it and don't even want to put that shit out there.
Yeah,
not
for
fame.
Just to do it. You're right. Just to do it.
That's true. But I feel like in this industry, you gotta
you
be
need
able
to use
spare.
That
right.
Yeah.
But if I land a feature with somebody like that, everybody is.
Bro, I done heard shit. Like, I done heard niggas have shit with some folks. I be like, well, what the fuck you doing with this?
Nothing.
Let me
get
it. Right.
I swear to God.
Smoking to it.
Yeah, but niggas just be like, I just want to do that shit. I don't care. I'm like, damn, that's crazy.
Well, Brittany, we want to try to do the male perspective real quick before we go.
Okay, of course.
You got something for us?
We're gonna see what T Hood has to say. So every week, you know, of course, as ladies on the show, we try to bring in the third perspective, a male perspective, to see what y'all got to say. Women, when it comes to relationships, we like to talk. We like to give the full report on our feelings and our emotions and what that did to me when you said that, and how I went back and thought about it. But men, it's always like a disconnect there when it's time to get down to the nitty gritty. So why, speaking for the males, why is it that y'all don't like to talk about your feelings, your emotions?
I think these days it's back, like, it's the opposite.
You think so?
Hell yeah.
You dealing with, we are in the era of the hot girl, the city girl.
What?
Girls is like, I be seeing a lot of little emotional niggas online, bro.
It's definitely a different breed. Damn.
So is it a different breed?
Are y'all mad that they got the game, though? They didn't figure out the game? They didn't got the code?
Nah, I don't know what's going on, but girls is more like, they most, these days, they be on some like, oh, you just, I'm about to hit, like.
A little nigga.
Yeah, bro. It's like a baby.
Younger niggas, girls, like, they little niggas.
Yeah, like you a peon, my nigga. Like, I'm about to hit the club with some rich niggas, and we finna go up. Like,
yeah, like,
I don't know what it is. It's the whole.
It's this era.
You know the key to hurt a nigga if you a girl, go out with some niggas to the club.
Yeah. Some niggas who gonna pop them if bottles.
If you in a session, a nigga popping bottles and shit, you throw that shit on your story. You gonna have a nigga crying at home.
Not crying.
It's always about like who got. If a nigga in my, he got more money. Like what the fuck.
And you know what? I know we talked about this on live this week, but that's kind of just bringing back to the Portia Williams situation that happened this week.
What happened with Portia? I like Portia.
Well, you ain't hear the tea?
Let's get into the tea. And it's kind of met. Well, if you want to hear the conversation me and Omari had this week, you can go to our page, Nightmare Radio Show, and you can see the live.
Yes.
Just to refer back, because we did talk about it before it got old. But we're going to get your perspective on it real quick.
Okay.
Well, both of y'all. Mm-hmm. So, on the show, she had a friend of the show named... Portia had a friend of the show named Fallon. Her husband, Simon, is a 40 million... His net worth is like 40 million.
I know about this, yeah.
So,
yeah.
They got divorced, and now Portia is with him.
No, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, yeah. They made the announcement on Mother's Day. She got very engaged.
With her ex, with the baby daddy. Yeah.
That mean they standing right next to him.
So what's the
That mean they been fucking.
Hello.
I feel like, and I hate to say it, but I feel like they out.
They all
was fucking.
Everybody's fucking.
This is a swinger. Swapping.
On that housewife
shit. Swinger shit.
Yeah.
And I feel, and I don't want to say too much.
Allegedly.
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 Allegedly, I feel like some people are swingers out here.
In my mind, these people be a little bit older and they trying to get back to their fun days. Yeah. So
yes,
you know what I'm saying?
I know for a fact that these couples be out here swinging and looking for unicorns. I think that's what
these
it's
days. Yeah, it be young couples going for that.
Mm-hmm. And I'm not into that. I'm not sharing.
Yeah, but when you with somebody and you like these days, girls be noticing like when he gonna do that shit. You know what I'm
regardless.
Saying? So is you gonna get with that shit or you gonna just be left out?
Really, we ain't stealing it.
You better
play
that. You better play gay. You know what I'm saying? If you got most of the niggas that they be looking for, that's what they on.
But honestly, like her first fiance Dennis, he's a business owner as well. He has his own bag.
He ain't got that bag.
Not
like Simon.
Nobody cares about.
But more so like the fact that they were associated together. Women use the term friends real loosely.
Right, so let me get this perspective. So it's outside of the women being friends. Simon and Dennis was friends.
Is that something you would do?
Like, would you hand off your baby mama to a nigga with more money?
He didn't hand them off. He took her.
Ooh, Mr. Still Your Girl.
What you gonna do?
He was literally
having more money is like if I got a big, not, it's like having a bigger gun. It's like, nigga, what you gonna do?
You can't do that to me.
I would take your bitch out of town. I would take your bitch out the country. I'd buy her a spot and then you won't even come there.
That's right.
What you gonna do? It's so many obstacles to having money. You know what I'm saying? Because as soon as a nigga be like, all right, I ain't paying the rent no more, bitch. All right.
Okay, well, my other nigga gonna do that shit. It's cool. Are you taking that car? I got two other cars. It's all
right. I ain't buying you shit.
That's cool.
Yeah, you got girls.
Cause daddy got it already.
You know what I'm saying? You got girls.
You feel me? But a nigga can't do that. Nigga can't be like, all right, I'm about to go fuck with Keisha and she's gonna buy me everything. No, cause that bitch want everything too.
Exactly. Yeah. And no girl is about to do that.
Then honestly, he had already been cheating on Portia regardless. So I feel like this just an ante up on the whole situation.
That's how this shit goes. You know what I'm saying? It's just that's TV.
For For the optics,
it
right.
is TV.
For the optics,
I feel like
it
that shit
bad.
Fake as fuck.
Yes,
we know. I feel like it could be fake as well.
We know
it's
that.
A lot of bullshit that go on, but you know, sometimes they finesse it into some real situations.
Yeah, yes, because she did end up getting a spinoff special. She got a 3-part spinoff special
dealing with her in the wedding.
Well, just dealing with her, period.
That's what I'm saying. They'd make it into something real.
It's always an ulterior motive.
Yeah.
Is she the centerpiece right now? Because, you know, I tapped out.
She is the centerpiece.
Uh-oh, see?
She has taken Nene's spot.
It is always an ulterior motive. Where did she go? Nene had a restaurant.
Nene has a new lounge in Lanithia Lounge. Yeah. I feel like that's going to be for the LGBTQ community to go do their thing over there.
You think so?
She popping.
Yeah, she's real predominant in that community. But I don't see, like,
I think her
it might be, like, older.
Yeah.
She an older crowd.
I can see it being like
I don't
like
see
a,
me going to Duluth to
older
to
people
the
spend money, though.
That's right. I work at a bar, and it's nothing but old heads. And let me tell you about the check, because that shit is constantly
they the one who
coming.
Leave, like, $100 or better.
$50 tip.
Bruh, $150 tip.
Yeah.
Last Wednesday. Yeah. Hello. Yeah. Shout out to you, Mr. Leroy. Thank you.
I go out with some niggas sometimes, like me and my buddies, like, old head niggas and shit. Them niggas leave, bitch, $500.
I'm just playing, baby. I'm just playing.
$1,000. They don't care.
No.
It's Leroy.
Babe, just playing. Just playing. Not really.
Y'all
just,
folks tripping in here.
Don't give me trouble. Don't get me in trouble.
Look, she get hot. She like, oh, shit.
This is the second time.
It's the drink, man. It's the drink.
Don't give me.
It's the peach ring.
Hey, it's the drink, man. It's the drink.
Yeah, don't make me have to answer some questions.
Hey, we chilling.
Right, man, she finna get interviewed.
I don't get myself in.
So tell me about this.
Right.
Exactly. And so
nah, but them old heads, they definitely spend the bag. Yeah. They don't care.
They do not care.
Yeah.
I know firsthand.
Yeah, I try to tip good too though.
Yes, that's important.
The older you get, the more you tip.
Tip your waitress. I'm also a waitress as well. So make sure you take care of your bottle girls, your bartender, your waitresses.
Yeah, we go crazy. We went crazy yesterday at the bowling, me and Brandon. I took it. I took the hell out of the waitress yesterday.
Okay, well, y'all just come on to the Humidor Lounge and holler at me, you know, next time.
But how far east are you going? It's kind of like borderline.
If you want to duck off, it's a cute little vibe. If you want to duck off.
It's a cigar bar?
Yeah.
I go anywhere.
Okay, pull up on it.
It's a cute little... Yeah. Far, far, deep, deep, deep.
Sometimes I drive to Monroe or some shit. I don't care.
Monroe. Shout out to some of the listeners. We got a listener in Monroe.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Monroe.
Yes.
I go anywhere. I don't care. I ain't got no problem with nobody. No, like, nobody problem with me.
Well, come through. Ask for me. I'll take good care of you.
And
what's been your track?
Y'all got food?
Oh, we got great food. Lamb chops on.
That's the Atlanta.
Like an Atlanta kryptonite.
lamb chops
in the hookah.
And crab legs.
Yep. And crab legs.
No, we don't have hookah. We ain't got no hookah, but we got a really great humidor full of like all the types of cigars that you can think of. Are you into cigar smoke?
Batwoods. I like
cigars. Batwoods. You know, off the air, I could suggest a real nice cigar that break down and roll up real good.
You talking the one that you puck on, like Uncle Phil or some shit?
Well, like a Perdomo or like a Oliva.
Not the one you can break down.
A Fuente.
I hit it and then...
LFB.
Bush your chest.
Yeah, you be like, oh shit.
Yeah, you can't hit it like how you hit a blunt or nothing like that. It's a different type of experience, but it really is like a grown and sexy, like a grown, you know, a grown and sexy experience. And you do get a buzz off of it.
Every time I go like out of country, I try to get like one of them shits. That shit hurt.
But you gotta drink it with some like a brown. Though. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Yeah, you gotta
can't
do it
with some tequila, huh?
Whiskey.
You could.
You could do it with a deep red blend. Yeah, a cognac, a scotch. Yeah. I just always end up inhaling it.
You gotta have a little drink.
But there is a specific. There is a cigar brand, and I don't want to put their brand out. But you know,
we need an endorsement.
If you get that thing, it's got a few layers, and it is a nice smoke.
So you into cigars.
I don't smoke cigars. I have one of the highest sales though in the
that's
bar.
Good.
I sell good.
I need to see what's a cigar. I need a cigar.
Yeah,
I guess I tried. I can refer you
to a good one.
That shit just give me a headache a little bit of something.
I mean, just get you a nice little drink and
sip.
Yeah, there you go.
So what would you say is the key to rolling the perfect backwood? Wetting it?
Yeah.
Or is it the blunt being wet or the weed you put in it?
I need to know.
Cause you said you can in on the dirt.
I'm the best.
Yeah, you said
roller
you,
ever.
But you said you rolled one in 30 seconds.
Yeah,
so I know you ain't.
I probably can do that faster now.
But was it wet? It wasn't wet. Like niggas be
I don't do all that. That's just doing too much. That's too much.
Not like a backwood.
That's just taking too much time. Just unroll it and then just you gonna smoke it on like
and it look messy.
They be talking about like it got dirt on it, but it be like whatever you smoke it be anyway. I don't care.
See, everybody can roll a backwoods.
I don't even want to touch or smoke a backwoods. If it come my way, I'm passing.
I ain't gonna lie to you. For real? I need to roll that motherfucker.
You gotta listen. Right. You gotta put a lot of weed in the backwoods.
That's to the hold key. It together. Yes. When you not,
when
you
it's not a, yeah, it's gonna be hurting. You feel
and
what I'm saying?
And that and usually that's what happens when you smoke burn.
Yeah, nah. You gotta really like.
Don't tear that
paper. The way I do it, I just dump as much as I can in that bit.
Yeah.
And you know what? I was under pressure when we did that Cheetah interview. That was a lot of pressure that day.
Oh, Cheetah.
So I dipped into self-incriminating. We'll talk about that later because you know we got real jobs.
That's right.
And we've been telling them about it. We've been telling them to watch the show, but we don't want to tell them to goddamn.
Yeah.
We don't want
to
tell them.
But at this point, Miss Hill is about to be free. Okay, but the countdown is on. I'm also a high school teacher.
Don't forget,
oh really?
Yes.
Wow. What grade?
I had 9 through 12.
Oh, you do it all.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh damn. Oh yeah. Because in high school you fucking with everybody. Yeah.
Exactly.
I forgot. I've been in high school so long.
Right. Unless you're teaching like one subject, but we are out of time.
Yes, we are. T-Hood.
We appreciate you for kicking it with us. This was a great interview. It was a great vibe. Tell everybody where they can follow you at. Get your new music. Get your merch. All that shit.
Y'all can get the just follow me on Instagram. Haters Hate T-Hood. Follow me on Twitter. The Real T-Hood. TheRealThood. YouTube is the same as the Twitter. And the SoundCloud and the Snapchat and all that. It's the only thing that's different is the Instagram. But you can get everything from there or whatever. Follow DJ Brand New. DJ Brand New. BRANNEW. Not Brand New.
Right.
Brand New. Yeah.
Shout out to Brand New.
Yeah.
I be trying not to call niggas by their government.
Yeah.
It
right.
But shout out to Brand New.
Yeah.
I'm doing it.
Nah, but I love y'all, man. I appreciate y'all for, you know what I'm saying, inviting me here and having me. You know what I'm saying? I love y'all for
it was
that.
Long thank
you
for overdue. Coming. I'm through. Glad that you came. Yeah. For sure. And this really concludes the show for this week. We're going to end it right here. That's shout out to David coming all the way from Birmingham.
Yeah, that boy got some
now you
too.
Can finally see the face behind the voice.
Yes.
On the show. Man.
That boy got the drip, no
cap. Appreciate you.
He got the drip. And shout out to Cam for coming through as
well. WorkMillionClothing.com.
Yeah.
Y'all know what it is. Every single week, don't sleep.
It's Nightmare Radio.
Come on.
Hey. I work it now.
I know that's right. That was great. Yes.
Appreciate you.
Let's get that picture.